Blog Talk Radio.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes.
I'm so glad you guys enjoyed this lovely song. It's back in 1985. Oh, Lord, praise to Jesus for that. You know what I'm saying? Well, last week we had a wonderful show. And, you know, we were talking about the Christmas difference between Christmas and, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, you know. You know, my friend Keith on here. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
You sound like Winfrey. Anyways, actually, Tina, I want you to listen to this quote of the day. And everybody else out there, I like three quotes, really short and simple. Okay. Well, my first quote I wrote down is to be careful who you hang out with. It might get you into hot water.
Okay.
The second one I just wrote is by the Beatles. I love this song. It's by I Get Help. I Get By A Little Help With My Friends.
Okay.
The third one I like is the song that I just put on, That's What Friends Are For, by Dionne Warwick. And the album's called Friends, and the year was 1985. I think, you know, those quotes right there is about friendship. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, okay, if you go back to the first one, where it says be careful who you hang out with because it can get you in the hot water, you know, and that's true because I've always heard, you know, the old people say, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Or, you know, if you lay down with a dog, you're going to get up a flea. You know, just, you know, and as a kid, you didn't understand any of this, you know. But at the same time, it is, you always have that one person, right, in your crew who's a friend of a friend who's always causing drama, always causing problems, and you and I, we can attest to this, right? We had that one individual causing problems, not just with you and me, but causing problems and, you know, and with every other person she has touched, right? Why? Because she wasn't the center of attention, okay? Now, granted, you may have known those people before you introduced that individual. I know there have been people that I've known before I introduced her to them, and she caused she caused a lot of problems, right? Where people didn't speak, people didn't want to speak, where you had to have a mediator. So, yes, I would agree with you have to be careful who you hang out with, who you invite into your circle. Yeah, mm-hmm. because you can and will get into trouble.
Yep. See, that's my main focus of this show for today, is friendship for the new year, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in 2016, people. And basically, I just recently post three questions on my Facebook group page for the past couple of days, because I've been sitting and thinking, well, remember we talk about that, because Aunt Marilyn gave me something about the new year, but when I talk about friendship, you know, I was like, well, maybe I could put those combined and just make it as focus on friends for the new year. And
mm-hmm.
I just picked three questions. And I told people out there to pick at least one. You know, either you could put number one and put the answer, or number two, you know, do best. You know, it's just one question and just answer it. Do your best. So my three questions are, the number one, do you think friendship you have right now will last to the new year? My second question is, did you ever had a problem with your friends in the past years? It could be like 2 years, 5 years, you know, more, you know, it don't matter, you know. The third question is, can we as an individual, can we have like a healthy friendship? See, those three questions, I mean, I like to answer all. But
okay,
I think, mine, I would say number two.
Okay.
Yes, I did have problems with this one girl. You probably know who I'm talking about. And
maybe.
It was like, well, yes. Yeah, maybe, maybe not, you know. But
you never know.
Well, this individual here, we had certain problems a long time ago. I was like years ago. And then we came back, we communicated, and we started being friends. We'd be talking every day on the phone and talking about, you know, about our kids and all this stuff. And we've been having, you know, a good old hell time. You know, I helped her out with her stuff. You know, her car broke down, and I helped her give her a ride to her mom's house and all this stuff. But all of a sudden, you know, she sent me some nasty stuff on my email and on Facebook that, you know, it kind of like, okay, what the hell I just do?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it had to deal with, I guess, I don't know, if it had to deal with your significant other, your husband, or boyfriend, or whatever, you know, I already don't care. That's your life. But why are you getting all, you know, cocky and sending me nasty messages? I didn't do anything. So that's why we're not friends no more.
But, you know, I look at it as this right here. Nothing in life is a guarantee, okay? Only thing in life is a guarantee is that we are born into this world and we're going to leave this world. That's the only thing that is a guarantee. What happens in the middle, that's really up to God. You know, God, you creator, whomever you call him, and 99.9 is him, and that 1% happens to us because we choose. You know, We choose who we have in our life, who we don't have in our life, who we have in our house, and vice versa, you know. And but, you know, you do have that, you do have certain people in your life where they, you know, as Madin would say, they're there just for a season, right? We as people, you know, we as humans, because we crave attention, we crave companionship, we crave love and affection. And that's how we're made. And please don't get me wrong when I say that. But we have a tendency to make somebody a lifetime goal when they just there for a season.
And it's true. And I mean, I was in pain. I mean, it was hurtful.
Of course, I know, because I.
But at the same time, Thomas, like, okay, let it go. You know, I got plenty of people out there, you know. I mean, I can make, you know, out with the old, come into the new, start a new chapter in new life, and move on with yourself. You know, we don't want to bring the negativity back, you know, because the more negativity you're going to have, the more problems you're going to have. And, I mean, I might as well to stick with the person who's been more positive. And like, even though we went through hell to high water, and we always stick together no matter what. Because,
but, you know, this is what I've noticed with, okay, maybe a year or so ago, I had a roommate, okay? I helped her out of a situation where she was living at, brought her into my home, right? Not just her and, you know, her boo thing and her dog, right? And then she started hanging out with the neighbor. And you already know, when females get together, females somewhat get catty, especially when there is both of a mutual interest in one individual. However, I was one in the middle. Both of them saw the other person as a threat. That's how I look at it, okay? So they figured if they could sit up in there and tell me what this person said or tell me what this person said, I'm in the middle, therefore, I'm going to choose sides. Well, anybody who knows me, and Mara, you can attest to this, I don't choose sides.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? I hear both sides of the spectrum, and I go from there. But when you got so many people talking, you don't know who to believe anymore. So then now you're in your feelings. Now you're mad, right? Because now you got people coming at you saying, well, why are you mad at this person? And just for, you know, shits and giggles, we're going to call her Nancy. Why you know, Nelson's coming at me. Why are you mad at Nancy for? Why are you talking shit about Nancy? Blah, blah, blah. I never said shit about Nancy. I'm the type of person, if I got something to say to Nancy, I'm going to Nancy. I'm going to tell Nancy how I feel, Nelson. You know, however, so then now everybody's mad at me, okay, because I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't want to talk to nobody. Later on, pieces of the puzzle are coming together, thankfully, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing people who they really are. And I say this because now me and that former roommate, we're cool. I mean, it took some doing, right? And it happened this year, thankfully, you know, where now we can talk. We're friends on several social medias, right? She has my number. I have her number. We text every now and then, but we talk more so on social media, right? Why? Mm-hmm. Because that is just how we are, you know. But it's not going to come down to the fact where if I see her in Walmart, you know, I want to punch her lights out. If anything, I'm going to go up there and give her a hug. you know. But it just goes to show that a true friendship, y'all may fight, y'all may argue, you know, y'all may say nasty things to each other and about each other, but if it's a meant-to-be friendship, y'all gonna come together.
It's true.
Right? And y'all gonna apologize. Whether you think you did something wrong or not, you're going to apologize. Why? Because you allowed the fight to happen. You didn't stop the fight, you know, by not speaking up and saying, hey, you know what? Let me cool off. Let me go do this. You know, let me get away from the situation before I say something that I cannot take back.
Okay. Well, the questions I have told you have answered, you did number one.
Mm-hmm.
I just got you in your thing. So I'm going to read what you just wrote because this is a good one. I like. I have two people like this one. I don't know who was the second one, but probably you or whoever it is. It says, yes, I know we will make it to the new year. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You did that. You're absolutely right. We have been
through hell with your friend. You know, if y'all already been through hell with each other, right? Then y'all ain't got, you know, y'all already been through the, y'all already been through the storms and the rain, and y'all already been through hell and the debris with each
mm-hmm.
other. Okay, so now y'all know how to handle that, right? So now it is, now let's get on to the friendship. Let's get on to the fun times. Let's get on to going to Walmart in the middle of the night just because we can. You know?
And you also wrote, through much good and bad with each other, but with what life is about you will know as your back during the darkest times. Girl, I'm telling you, I do agree about that. Because even though when we went through hell through high water, even though, like, I was one individual that I've known for, you know, years, and we had this big old gap of years that we haven't talked to each other, we haven't seen each other and everything because we went through our separate ways in our lives. And then now, like, this year, it's like we came back, but see, I was the problem because what I was with at that time is like, I just can't talk, I can't do this, I can't do that. But finally, I left that person, and then I couldn't be okay with this person. I mean, we started talking every day. We've been, you know, going out sometime. We'd be, like, shopping buddies. I'm like, wow, you know, this is the biggest difference in our lives. But that made me feel positive.
Right.
I mean, now it's like I've been doing some lot of thinking. It's like, well, I'm going to start a new chapter, new life. And these people that I'm hanging out with, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm starting a new chapter, a new life. Well, all these people I got right now on my social media, on my outside of this world, work, everywhere I go, I mean, golly, I'm starting feeling more positive than anything. You know? Yeah, I maybe feel a little down. But sometimes, you know, when you feel,
when you feel
down the dumps, you feel a little depressed. And it's like, oh my God, I'm not feeling well. I'm depressed.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the phone rings and it's your best friend on the top.
Yeah.
And it make your day.
You know, and then sometimes, it's a piggyback off what you said. You know, there are days where, you know, you're in the house and, you know, you're having the woe is me blues, right? and you're in your PJs, you know, you're walking around the house, you know, and your bunny slippers, and your bunny slippers that look even kind of sad, you know what I'm saying, where you don't want to do nothing. You're like, why even bother getting dressed when I'm going to get back in my bed anyway? Woe is me, boo-hoo-hoo, yada, 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 whatever. And then you get that text message or you get that phone call from your friend, and it tells you, hey, get your ass dressed. I'm coming to see you. I got a surprise for you, right? Okay, so your friend don't tell you. All your friend tells you is, you know, get dressed. So you already know your friend lingo means when they tell you to get dressed, that means do your hair, do your makeup, wash your face, you know, wash your ass. You
know. Ooh, girl, don't cuss on that one. Please don't say that.
You know, but you know what I mean, though. You know, and then it's like, okay, so your friend comes, and it may be another friend. And the next thing you know is like, hey, let's go to lunch. So, you know, now you're doing your makeup, you know. You done took a shower. You put on clean clothes. You know, you're feeling good about yourself, you know. And so now all of a sudden you start singing, right? Whatever. And now you're out with your friends and you're having fun, and that's what you really needed.
Well, yeah, that's true. I've been through that too. I mean, but let me tell you something. It's like you had a best friend, and this best friend has friends too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you get to meet his friends or her friends, and they're like, seem pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I tell this, you know, me and this person I talk to, I mean, we have this thing that we don't discriminate people who we are. We
mm-hmm.
don't care if you're bisexual, if you're black or white or Muslim or Catholic or Christian or this, or if you're disabled or gay, straight, bi, or whatever.
Whatever case may be,
we are a human being, we can be friends. We can all just get along.
I mean, but you know, that's what this world is, you know, is all about. We're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to get along with each other, you know, uplift each other, not tear each other down, because not too long ago I seen a video where a young woman was getting sexually assaulted. And basically, and the guy had the audacity to videotape it, right? He's up there talking about her derriere, right? Then the girl had to been like somewhere like New York, Chicago, something like that, because it was, by the way, she was dressed. She had on the big fuzzy boots that came up to her knee. She had on a hoodie, a jacket, and form-fitting pants. And the guy up there just, you know, filming her, okay? So the girl couldn't take the comments anymore, and he's coming closer and closer and closer to her.
Right.
So he runs out the door, right, you know, almost getting hit by incoming traffic, right? And he tells her that it wasn't all that serious. He was just joking. He was just paying her a compliment, but she felt threatened. Now, when the video went viral, okay,
had
people condemning this poor young woman, right, saying that she was in the wrong. Well, maybe she wasn't dressed like a prostitute. Maybe if she was this, if she was this, if she was that, how was she dressed like a prostitute? when she had on big fuzzy boots that was up to her ankle. She had on her jacket that was, you know, zipped up. She had on her hoodie. There was nothing seductive. The only thing that may have been somewhat form-fitting was her pants. But even then, and the lady who did the video made a valid point, it wouldn't matter if the girl went outside butt naked. She did not deserve the treatment that she got.
Nope.
You know, however, you got people condemning her, but nobody's condemning this man who, one, videotaped her, two, assaulted her, right? I mean, you know, not really assaulted her, but made her feel so uncomfortable where she almost hurt herself or caused a car accident.
That's sad.
That's very sad. But, you know, today we live in a society where we blame the victim.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of people, they go through, you know, like, you got guy friends. You know how, like, people got, you know, like, women got guy friends, and then, you know, girls got girlfriends, or it's kind of like a little vice versa, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it's on you. I mean, whoever, if you have, like, more guy friends and then less than girls, I mean, dang, that's on you, you know?
Right.
You got to think about that, you know. You have to think, who are you hanging out with? You got to be careful.
You know, and that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, being careful who you allow around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for a fact, back in the day, I had more male friends than I did female friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I got talked about, I mean, I got dogged, okay? I mean, and the sad part about it is it wasn't really people who didn't know me. It was people who knew me. It was my own family dogging me, right, calling me a prostitute, a whore, a Jezebel, a floozy, you know, a trollop, because I had more male friends, because I had my homeboys. They would call the house. They would come by the house. They would come get me. They would say hi to my mom. They called her mom. Are we coming to get tea, whatever, right? And the reason why I chose to hang out with men more than I do with women is because men are not candy. My boys had my back more so than my homegirls did.
Yep.
You know, if we went out, whether it was to the convenience store at 10:30 at night or at 10:30 in the morning, and there was this guy who was checking me out, right? And them being guys, and you know who my boys were, right? You knew all of them because you hung out with them too, right?
Yep.
We could be in, you know, in the line at the store, and this guy and his boys are up there commenting on my body parts. Right? And so they're standing behind there, and he's like, what did you think? Like, oh, man, did you see that? This. Oh, I wouldn't mind this. So they're carrying on a conversation with what they think is another guy. But then my boys are like, well, you know what? You got one more time to say something about my sister. You got one more time to say something about our sister. You got one more time to say something about my girlfriend. And they're like, oh, my bad, man. My bad, dog. My bad play. I didn't know. And so now they're apologizing to another man, right? And then they walk off, and then he was, well, then you need to put a tied a ring on her, because if she was my girl, I wouldn't have her come out looking like that. And that's when I go off, you know. But in all reality, who are they to say, this, this, and this, and this, and this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just, some people just really need to be careful.
I mean, now what you just said is true because, you know, who we are, what we do, and everything is the word respect.
Mm-hmm.
The word respect is the best thing ever. And I hope people will understand this, you know. I mean, even though I'm a big girl, I may have a round face, you know. I could put on makeup every time, hang out with my friends, and I'm just being myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a bunch of group of guys and girls mixed together. We go to the mall and stuff. But there's one person will talk crap about us.
Right.
When the fight starts.
Right.
Yeah.
I would agree.
And you remember years on ago.
Yes,
remember
I know
this.
Where you're going. Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old school story of the year now. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It was at the military store. People, if everybody know what a PX means, that's a military store.
Oh, my God. Yes. It was like maybe right after 9/11.
We as women chopping down there, looking around, looking for some lip gloss, looking for this, looking for that.
We were looking for makeup. And, that's what it was. We were looking for
makeup.
Somebody had some individual.
And everybody probably remember who, you know, who she is. You know who she is. But some individual.
Yep, yep.
Will say something inappropriately, and you heard it.
Yeah.
I kind of like heard a little bit of it, but I was like, "What is that?"
Yeah, because we all went, "Oh."
And I mean, that day, I was about to run. I was like, no, I don't want to be involved with that stuff.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the word of the day that she dropped, we was all walking around. Now, mind you, all of us are from different races. Okay? We had two that were Caucasian, one that was Puerto Rican, and then you had me, which I am mixed. I am biracial. So, now one of the young ladies, may she rest in peace, is Caucasian, and she dropped the N-bomb. And I don't mean Nutcracker. And there was the guys in the military of African American race, and they heard her. And if it wasn't for quick thinking, and I do mean quick thinking, I don't know, and all honestly, I really truly don't know what would have happened to our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we left the PX promptly, swiftly, very swiftly. I don't even think we got our makeup that day, to be honest with you. No, we hurried up and we left. That's what it did. We left. We got to go.
Yep.
And we talked to her, and she was like, well, I don't see the big deal. Well, apparently they did because these gentlemen came outside. We were like, oh, Lord, time to go. You would never see, and the funny part about that is now, you've never seen big girls run so fast. But, yeah.
Oh, my God, I almost choked to death, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I just choked on Blog Talk Radio. Ooh, shoot. Wow. But still, you cannot, you got to respect each other. And be careful. See what I just put on there? Be careful who you hang out with. But in terms of be careful, the word be careful, it, you can say anything. Be careful what you say. Be careful who you hang out with. Be careful who you, what you do. Anything. But your friends, you know, they could tell.
And even your friends, no, your friends' friends can get you in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. And it could cause a big old fight.
Right.
And I remember that. With this one person, one friend of ours, just messed up our day. And be like, great, what you just did. Well, I didn't mean to do it. Well, you just did.
Right?
We got like five guys chasing after us.
I understand, you know, because you got some people, I mean, that's how they talk, you know. Whatever the case, you know, whatever the case may be, but the fact that she almost got us in a lot of trouble, and the other young lady who is, you know, who is Caucasian, you know, Paul saying, you know, me now is funny, but then Paul baby, she was scared, she wanted to leave. You know, she was about to cry.
Yep.
Because of what went down. Because she has never been in that type of environment where mm-hmm. you say a racial slur just like you say bless you to some 16.
Yep.
And she was upset because one, I was her best friend, so therefore she felt offended, right? So she did have friends of different nationalities and races, so she felt offended, and she was like, "How could this other person, who is our friend, right, say something like that?" You know, with you know, in regard to who's around her, and then got mad at us because we wanted to drop her off, take her home, because she was causing problems. We went to another store, and she said it again, and it happened again.
Yeah.
And we went to two stores. And the first time we warned her, hey, yo, you know, that ain't cool. And being childish, she just kept on just, you know, dropping it like she thought she was Snoop and dropping it like it was hot.
That word, I mean, I'm sorry, but that means that person's a hardhead. Hardheaded.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
It continuously becoming, I mean, their brains are not like, I don't know, they're not functioning well. I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but it's true. My goodness. But that's what it is. You gotta be careful. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and there's a lot of things, you know, that when you had a conversation to your good friends, you got to be careful what you say.
Right.
Because there's some things that they could be offended.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, man, that's my friend. I don't know why I said that and everything. You know,
right.
I, no, me and Magda, I mean, I have to say Magda because she's my other host, but she's not here. You know, me and Magda, we've been friends since, you know, high school. I was a sophomore, she was a freshman. We met each other in band, period, in general. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the first thing, you know, this is the thing about friendship. Even though, like, you know, my main topic was friendship for the new year 2016, but even though it don't matter if it's 2016, 2018, 2020, it don't matter. But my thing was, when I first met her, I introduced myself. You got to get to know a person. Because let me tell you a little quick story here. And you probably seen this on the social media too. See, this one person had a friend, and they've been good friends. They were doing some projects together, you know, making some, you know, like little soaps and stuff like that. And they're trying to sell them and stuff like that. And then months and months later, or years later, I don't know what, how long ago what happened. This individual, her friend, supposed to be her friend, sent her a nasty message on Facebook saying that you're a B, you're this, you're that, and blocked her on Facebook. And she'll see why. So, I, myself, wrote a comment. I tell her, look, this is my advice. You got to get to know a person first, then become friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is that if you jump, like you saw this person, you just cannot jump to them and become friends. No,
it takes time.
It takes time. It's like doing friendship, like relationships. It takes time. It's like trying to get yourself into any situation out there. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So people, listen to this. Time is the key. You see? Time is the key of life. All you got to do is to start baby steps and then go on there. It's like you doing an interview, a job interview. You go in. You apply for this job. Okay? And they called you in for an interview. What's the big step they do? They do a background check on you.
Not yeah, even well, that, but 99.9, and anybody who has been in this type of field, they're going to give you an interview before you have your interview, whether you realize it or not, right?
The resume.
Because, nope, not even that. I'm going to tell you how they get you. The receptionist. The receptionist. If you have an interview at 11 a.m., okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, they tell you to come 15 minutes prior to, right? You know, because you may have paperwork, to fill out, whatever the case may be. Okay, that's fine. But let's just say you don't show up until out. Right at your interview time, which is 11. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Number one, the receptionist is going to tell the boss, or man or woman nowadays, right, you showed up promptly at 11. If you was rude to the receptionist, right, that gets reported.
Yep.
If you walk up in their office and you automatically sit down before they sit down, that counts against you. It is, it's little stuff that we fail to realize. Now, let's just say you're interviewed at 11, but you get that at 10:30, right? You come in and you say, my name is blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm here. I have an appointment with John Smith. Okay, well, John Smith is running late. You know, he'll be right with you. You know, can I please, you know, this, whatever. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Sit your happy behind down and wait.
See, and sometimes, like, during the interview, like, what you just did, what you just said about it, you're absolutely right. You know, because it could be the second person who trying to get to know this main person. You'd be like, I don't know, dog. I don't know, man. I don't think this person ain't right for you. What do you think? And then you were thinking, like, oh, he's okay. And then all of a sudden, it's like things change, you know? Have you ever seen, I mean, I've seen a lot of documentaries. I've seen a lot of shows out there. Like, you have a person, you got friends, you know, you, like, let's just say, like, you and me are friends. We're not friends, but you and me are friends, and we, like, hang out and everything, and then all of a sudden we saw this one person there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know, man. I got that bad feeling about this person.
You're like,
I'm like, man, come on, T. Let me go. Let me go. You'd be like, okay. Then all of a sudden we became friends, and then all of a sudden you get like, come on, girl. Come on. Don't do this, man. You'd be like, well, I'm going to hang out with this person here. Like, come on, girl. Don't do this. Like, come on, man. It's my life.
Right?
I mean, and then all of a sudden,
I'm sure Magna can, you know, attest to it too. You know, there's always been that one person that you met, you came across of in your life, whatever, right, that your friend knew, right? Or your friend wanted to hang out with. You're like, I don't know, man. There's something about that person. I can't put my finger on it. But it's just something about that person is just not right. And the more and more they talk about this individual, the more and more creepy you feel, if I lack of a better phrase. But yet, you're being looked at as the jealous one, you're paranoid.
Exactly.
You know, you're crazy, you're jealous, whatever the case may be. And then the person actually shows their true colors, right? And then everybody looks at you, and then they wait for the big "I told you so," right?
Because
they think you're gonna, you know, they think you're gonna say that, or now all of a sudden, you know, for months and weeks and days, all these people were singing this individual's praises. Oh, this person is this. I'm like, I don't know. Right? And so then you have that one person in the room. Well, Tina always said, you know, or Magda always said, or Myra always said that person was crazy. Y'all just didn't see it.
Yep. And that's true. See, that's what the quote, that first quote that I just said. Be careful who you hang out with. It might get you into hot water.
Right.
Because
you don't know. Take your friend's advice, because sometimes, you know, especially as women, we get caught up in the guy, right, and we see his eyes. For me, it's the eyes. For me, it's the eyes.
Yeah.
And he got the most beautiful blue or green or gray eyes or hazel, and you just, oh, my God, they're captivating. They're enchanting. Oh, my God. And then you see everything else, and you see his arm, how broad of a chest he has, and you see how strong his arms are, and then you're just captivated. You're mesmerized by the physical appearance. and all of a sudden you can see yourself with this man, and y'all barely been talking for about a week, and now you can see yourself walking down the aisle and having this man's babies, and your homegirl is like, dude, you're a creep. You know, and your girl's like, baby, he a creep. He is not. How dare you talk about my future husband? How dare you with my baby daddy? Blah, blah. And baby, you just known this man for a week. You know, cool, you drove. But we just so captivated, right? And the whole entire time, our friend is telling us there's something about him I don't like. There's something about him that's not right. There's something off about him, right? So now you done end your friendship with your homegirl, right? Mm-hmm. Because he done convinced you that she wants him. And so you believe him. You've known this man for less than a week, but you and your homegirl, you know, y'all been in diapers together. I mean, shoot. You know, that's how you and your homegirl met, because her mama and your mama was giving birth at the same time, and they shared a room together.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So it was like, or y'all was, or their, you know, their mom was best friends, so of course their children be best friends, or however that works, right? And so now you mad at your homegirl, and now, you know, your boy, no, dude done broke your heart. He done left you broke, you know, brokenhearted, and all those other type of stuff. And now you got this pride thing, or you don't want to go talk to your homegirl anymore, right? Because you fear that she's going to tell you, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, I mean, when, you know, it's kind of strange, like, when you went to, how do you call it, like, certain places, and you met this one person, right? And then all of a sudden, we, you know, exchange numbers and all this stuff, you know, and see if they're going to call, if they're not going to call, well, you know, they're busy in their lives, you know. They're probably not interested. Because, you know, God knows. God knows that this person's probably not meant for you.
Right.
Now, it's like the same thing as relationships. Relationships can be like that, too.
Right.
If you give a guy or a girl, whoever, you know, if you're bisexual, you know, gay or whatever, but if you give that person their, you know, they exchange their numbers, and you can think, oh, I hope this person calls, I hope this person calls, and then they call, you know. Okay, maybe some business. Next day, oh, I hope this person, none. The other day, no call. I mean, that means what? They're not meant for that.
Okay, but look, let's be real here. Let's just, so we all go out, right?
And you
get propositioned by a guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he gives you his number, because let's just say, you know, this does happen a lot. I've seen it happen to me. Okay? We're out. We're about, you know, we're having fun, and we're chatting it up, and, you know, we just came back from wherever, you know, and he's out at Walmart with his homeboys acting the fool. We're out at Walmart with our girls acting the fool like we used to be back in the day, right? So everybody exchanged numbers. Okay, fine. But thing of it is, we got busy throughout the night. You know what I'm saying? We came back here, we came back to the house, or we went out to eat, you know, where we ran across some more people, you know, that we knew. So now all of a sudden, now you getting a text message from old boy talking about how come you didn't call me. You said you was going to call me at 10:30. Here it is, almost 11. Okay. Warning sign right there.
Yep.
You know, tell him, look, I'm sorry. You know, you can apologize, but yes, I know I said I'll call you at 10:30. I do apologize. you know, we went out to eat, we ran across more friends. Can I call you tomorrow?
Yep.
Right? Now, if the dude gets a pissy fit, leave him alone.
Yep.
Just let that go, because that right there is warning sign number one, dude is loco.
Yep. And sometimes you got to be very careful with obsession. There's a lot of people out there that be so obsessed over everything.
Yeah.
You know, even though, like, I just want to talk. When you're like, all of a sudden you're not feeling well, it's like, I'm not feeling well, leave me alone. Or I'm doing something, you know.
Right.
They got the big future, the PMS.
Right.
Keep it, come on. I mean, I just want to talk about something, but it's okay. You know, and I've been through that too, but you know what? I was like, you know, at least I learned a lot how people are these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one main thing that, you know, I really do agree with Aunt Marilyn, and she was another host that she's not here today. Oh, I miss her so much. She always gave me some good advice, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, you know, I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, you know about this, you know, T. But, you know, Aunt Marilyn, she's a one busy lady. Her hands are full.
Yes. Yes.
She's going through every situation out there in the book. But let me tell you, she's all ears every time. You call her and say, hey, I need to talk, she'll call you. She's all ears.
It may take her a minute to get, you know, I know there are times where I call, you know, Aunt Marilyn because I need to talk to her, or I was upset about something and I needed to talk to her. Now, granted, she didn't call me right then and there. However, she did call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, people, you know, if you're going to say you're going to call somebody, try your best to call them. And if you know you're not going to be able to call or get a hold of them at a certain time frame, technology is amazing, right? Send them a text, you know, to say,
yep,
hey, it's going to be a little bit later, you know, can we reschedule? Okay, perfect example. Beginning of the summer, I had plans with a gentleman to hang out with him, okay? And I was hanging out with a friend. And I use that term loosely now.
Mm-hmm.
We were hanging out, and he knew that I made plans with him at a certain time frame. He knew this, right? However, because she wanted me to spend time with her and only her, we went all around the mulberry bush, you know, hither and yon and to and fro just to get to the doggone show.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All
so,
the way
yeah.
down to, we passed Kmart, okay? Went through all types of neighborhoods, backways, highways, and bobways, past Ellison, okay? Went behind Ellison, went through some residential areas just to go to Walmart. It literally took 30 to 40 minutes to go to Walmart.
Wow.
Now, you don't live, even though you where you at now, you still don't live that far away from me. Okay? From my house to your house to God's house, it is not that far to go to Dagburn Walmart.
And she got a lot of things to talk about. I don't know.
We sat in silence and listened to Dagburn, what was on her playlist on Spotify.
Oh, wow.
And I told, now, mind you, she came by the house around 5 or 6. About 4 or 5, take that back. I didn't get back to my house until about Dagburn 7 o'clock. Why? Because we was over hither and yonder, to and fro.
Right.
And now, mind you, the gentleman I was supposed to hang out with, right, I really, really wanted to hang out with him. Yeah, because we talked about it for days. You know what I'm saying? I was going to hang out. We were going to get to know each other. We're going to go from there, blah, blah, blah. You know, okay. And then it took longer for us to get back home because that was the night I got in the car accident. Or the almost car accident. So that took longer than expected. Okay? So then we do that. Okay. Right? So now we didn't want to go home. I don't want to go back home because I need to calm my nerves. So once again, we drove around some more. Right? Just to go to Starbucks, we were passing up the old Fowler Elementary, right, going all these places to and fro, hither and yon, just to go to Starbucks and Dagburn Taco Bell.
Ooh, I love Starbucks.
I know, right?
Ooh,
but when I called him, I'm in the car, and I called him, right? And, take that back. I didn't call him. I texted him first, right? And I gave him my sincerest apologies. And he called me back, right? And he was messing with me, and he made me feel like crap, right? He was like, oh, you really don't want to see me. That's okay. That's fine. You know, you should have told me you didn't want to see me because you always be scheduling. I'm like, this is our first time. He goes, yeah, but our first time should be meaningful, and you rescheduled for me, right? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me, and I promise I'll make it up to you. And he was like, okay. Right? Now, because she heard that, you ain't doing nothing with them, right? Blah, 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 blah. So I get back home. And I texted, matter of fact, he was the first person that I texted about the accident. I take that back. Correction. He's seen it on my Facebook. No, I called and I texted him about it because he didn't add me to Facebook until the weekend, the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of shaky. He's like, but are you okay, though? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I said, but, and he was joking with me. He goes, you know what? He goes, if your butt was home hanging out with me, that never would have happened. And I'm like, oh, you got a joke. But
wow.
It made me laugh because he was trying his best to get my mind off what happened.
Yeah.
And, when it comes to that individual, the one who deliberately kept me out, and we went all of these routes.
Right.
She knew I had plans with him. She knew this. Why she did it, I don't know. Do I want to know? Probably not, because it probably won't make me mad.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. There's one thing. When you, let's just say, I called you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to plan to see you or plan to hang out. Then all of a sudden, you're like, well, I just can't at this moment. Because I got to go with person. And, you know, and I'd be like, oh, okay. Understand. You have to be an understandable person to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shows some respect to it. Because people got lives. People got commitments. People got things to do. I myself got two kids. You know, people come up to me and ask, hey, you want to do something this time? I'm like, ooh, shoot. And go with
He wasn't, let me correct that. I want nobody thinking, you know, that my baby is that type of person where he's such a hard person. No, he was joking with me. He was looking forward to hanging out with me. We made plans prior to her showing up.
Right.
So it was like, oh my goodness, if you knock on my door, I'm not going to turn you away. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm walking out and I already got somebody waiting on me and there's something that we need. You know what I'm saying? But if you're my friend and you tell me you're having a bad day, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know this. There have been plenty of times where you came and knocked on my mom's door,
right?
Apologizing if either it was too early in the morning, right? Because you needed to talk.
That's true. And I mean, I'm a very respectful person.
Or you called early in the morning, apologizing. I'm sorry it's too early. I'm sorry it's early. I'm sorry it's late. But can I see you? Can we talk? Because I really need to talk to you, and I don't want to say this over. I don't want to say this over the phone. But there are some things that I honestly believe that you don't need a phone call. It actually needs a
person-to-person.
A person-to-person type of conversation. Because I can't sit up in there. If you're telling me you're sorry because you hurt my feelings, or because you took something of mine, knowing that was my favorite, and you took it just because you felt like it, or because you was mad at me, or because you was jealous, whatever the case may be, right? I want to see your facial expression.
Mhm. And you know, my advice is to everybody, and I learned this a lot. I'm sorry, I got Starburst in my mouth. I got sugar rush. So what? Anyways, my advice to y'all is when you want to talk to a person, to a friend, or to someone, I would make sure to call. If you want to go visit someone, I always make sure to call. Why? Because you don't know if the person's home or not.
Right.
You know that person's having a bad day and don't want to talk.
Right.
So, what it says, be careful about it. You just cannot jump in like a big old frog coming in like, hey, surprise! My name is Pepe and I'm going to come into your house.
Right, and another thing, people, is this right here. If you're going to go to somebody's house and you go uninvited or you don't let them know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're coming by, one, you do not, I repeat, you do not have the right to cop an attitude because they're not home.
Yep. That's a thing. That's a
It has happened to me where I have not been at home, and the individual came by my house and literally pretty much blessed me out. Well, I called you, I knocked on your door, and blah, blah. Oh, okay, but my life does not revolve around you, honey. I'm sorry, boo-boo. Sorry, but not sorry. My life does not revolve around you.
Yeah.
You know, I believe the song in Paramore, Ain't It Fun, when you realize that my life does not orbit around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because I understand I'm always home, you know, and people are they take it on the assumption that I'm home. Well, let me break down the word assume. A-S-S-U-M-E. When you assume stuff, you make an ass out of you and me.
Yep.
So please don't do that. If you want to do that to yourself, that is fine, but leave me out of it.
That's exactly.
You know, but don't get mad at the end of it. Now, okay, I understand if you call them and you tell them, hey, I'm on my way, I'm coming to your house, and then they leave. They don't give you a phone call. They don't give you a text message saying, I'm sorry, I had to go real quick, you know, whatever the case may be. But don't get mad at them because you stopped by unannounced. Oh, I was in the neighborhood. How am I giving that neighbor a Dagburn phone call? Hey, I'm in the neighborhood. I was thinking about coming to see you. Can I come by? Are you busy? No, don't do that. Just don't. No, that's just rude. It really is rude. And then you're going to have the audacity to get mad at them because they're not home. That is just rude. Don't take the person's friendship for granted.
And people get like that, you know, like that. And there's like times that, you know, like you're relaxing and everything. And then, you know, I mean, it's like my mom, you know, she likes to relax. And then all of a sudden people just come in. And I mean, I myself, I'm going to be honest with you, it's like I really do not like it when they, you know, they just come in unexpected, and then they don't call us. It's like, hey, are you busy? Can I come over? You know, it's like, you don't know we're home. I mean, we don't even know that we might step out and we might go to the store or something, buy something very important that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then all of a sudden this person just popping like Jack in the Box, like, whoa, hello.
Right.
Come on, people, seriously? And I mean, that's what the friendship just gets worse and worse because it gets annoying, you know? And I'm like, look, I don't like this shit. Excuse my French. But I don't like this crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it's ridiculous. Why you come in out of the blue and, you know, I might have a dying child, oh God forbid, but, you know, I have like a dying dog, oh God forbid, you know, or my hamster got sick. I gotta take it to a vet right now, and then all of a sudden you pop up like a damn tampon. Pop, boop, there you go.
But you know, since you said that, it is funny. I have noticed that I've had several people, right, just show up to my house unannounced like this, right? All of a sudden, it's like, where did you come from?
And like your friends, you know, that's just your friends, and you know, and
right,
you're like, oh, I just want to see you, see how you doing.
Okay, well, can you see my phone number?
I'm sorry.
I mean, seriously, can you see my phone number? You know my phone number, didn't you? Well, you didn't get amnesia real quick. I mean, apparently you didn't, because you know you knew to where to bring your behind to my house. Can't you call my butt?
I'm sorry, I have to laugh.
Oh,
dude.
You think, really?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there have been times where people have came by my house, and I'm literally just walking out the shower, right? I'm really breaking my neck, snipping and sliding to the Dagburn door, trying to figure out who's at my door. And then, like, hey, oh, did I catch that a bad time? No, I just, like, open the door with a towel on, snipping it wet. I do that every day, don't you know? You're here now. Can you give me 5-10 minutes before I was home? Because it's kind of drafty. You know? And then I get mad at you. Well, you didn't have to say it like that. Well, you could have called.
But you know, there's like times they say, well, I did call you. And I left you a message, but I don't know if you got the message.
Well, apparently I didn't, surprise. Because apparently I would have took a shower a long time ago. You know, and you got what happened with my boo, right? The first night we hung out, right? You know, I cleaned up my house a little bit because, you know, I had to make sure, you know, especially like my living room and my bathroom was clean. Right?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I cleaned up a little bit, had a little bit of spot cleaning, you know, whatever. Carry up, you know, put my clothes up that I was going to wear that night. Got in the shower. And I kept telling myself, I know this is going to happen. As soon as I get out and as soon as I get dressed, he's going to kill us. Right? So, mind you, I'm getting dressed. Right? And my phone goes off and he's like, hey, I'm here. And I'm thinking, oh, shoot. Right?
Oh, no.
Right. I was like, wait. I was like, you know, because I was going to do my makeup. I was going to do my hair, you know. But luckily, I just did a quick, you know, eyeliner mascara, the traditional, you know, handbook for the rush job for Hispanic women everywhere. You know, a little bit of gloss, a little bit of eyeliner, a little bit of mascara goes a long way.
A little bit of this and a little that, a little bit.
Exactly. You know, Prima. So then I'm sitting up there, and I'm walking to the door. I'm hopping to the door as I put on my socks, literally, hopping to the door. And we just sitting there chilling because I already had half of everything done, right? Because he told me he wasn't that far out. And I said, okay. So I hurry up. I did the mascara. I did the eyeliner. And the only thing, I'm walking to the door as I put on my tank top and put on my socks. And he's like, you okay? I said, yeah, I didn't have to finish getting dressed. And I'm saying to myself, Tina, why didn't you tell him that? You could have said anything like, oh, I was straightening up the house. Oh, no. You had to tell this man that you had to put on some clothes.
That's craziness. I'm telling
and
you.
You know me. I don't normally tell people, oh, yeah, by the way, when you called, I wasn't fully. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So we sat there and we talked and we laughed and we had like a really, we had like a really nice time just laughing and joking, getting to know each other.
I know.
So now, you know, if, you know, when he, before he had to go do what he had to go do, right, he called me one day, and he's like, hey, I'm about to be in your area. Can I come by and see you? I said, yeah, sure. He's like, okay, now he has jokes. So he's like, so I'm telling you now, I'm about to stop by, so at least this way it gives you ample enough time to finish getting dressed.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, you got jokes.
Boo-boo, you got some jokes. You're a comedian. You're like Gabriel Iglesias.
And I was like, oh, you got jokes. And so then when he, now mind you, I was already up and dressed before he showed up. So when I met him outside, you know, I saw him coming down, you know, my block. I went back in the house for a minute, you know, to fill up his wall to get him some more water. And he was like, "What, you wasn't ready?" I said, "No, I was. It's just I'll give you some more water." And he was like, "Oh, okay." Right? And so we joke about that, you know. And I like that because me and him, we can joke about little stuff.
Right? Let me tell you. Like you said, like my mom's, you know, friends and stuff. Sometimes they don't call. And I know, at times it's like, well, this is my mom's friends. It's her house. She can do whatever she wants. No. But why her visitors could hear. And I just woke up. I was like in my tank top, my bra showing on, and I was like, "Oh crap," you know?
Right.
I mean, damn! Why you didn't tell me you got visitors?
Right. I mean,
you
know? When you walk in the room,
I'm sorry to tell you, I don't like that shit at all. You know?
Right. I mean, I think it's funny, you know, how as you wake up in the morning and you thinking you're the only person in your house, right? So then, and 99.9, most people, when they get up in the morning, the first thing they go do is go brew the coffee, right? Or get some orange juice or a glass of milk or whatever the case may be. And this particular morning, that's what happened with me. You know, I got up. And I got up early in the morning, and I went. I made in my bed like I normally do, got out the bed, make the bed.
Right.
Grabbed my stuff, went to go take a shower, came out the shower. Nobody was there. It was just me and the Lord. That's it. Nobody else was in the house. Okay? So I'm going to take advantage of this time frame. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to throw a load of laundry in, you know. So I went ahead, hurry up and got dressed, halfway dressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had on just my T-shirt. Thankfully, my T-shirt went down to my knees. Okay?
Good.
So I'm hearing at the time my boyfriend talking to people.
Right.
Here I am in the garage. I am stuck like Chuck. Okay? And he like, "T, where you at?" And I'm like, "I'm in here." So he's like, he comes in there, and he's like, "Oh, there's somebody." I'm like, "Just come here by yourself, please." And he's like, "What?" I mean, "Just come in here by yourself, please." Right? And he's telling me, "Oh, is this person, blah, 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 they, you know." And it was a family that we knew, right? Now, mind you, once again, I am in the garage with just a T-shirt on, right? I'm like, "Do you care to get me some pants? Because I ain't got any." And I already put my clothes in the wash machine, and there's nothing in the dryer, so can you please go get me some pants? He had to go to the room, grab me some pants. I'm up there, little, trying to put my pants on in the garage, right? He up there cracking up, laughing at me, right? Because he thinks it's funny, because I'm just the fuss. You could have called me. You could have told me something. You know, give me a heads up. And he was like, "Honestly, I didn't really think I didn't think nothing of it. Because when I called you earlier, you said you was about to take a shower, you was about to get dressed. You know, so I already thought you was dressed, you know. However, I like the way he handled it. Because the person wanted to go in the garage and talk to me. Right? she's doing something in the garage right now. She's doing laundry, you know, and I had to go bring us a pair of pants because apparently, you know, and he really didn't tell them, but he kind of told them. They was like, well, he played it off, I should say. He was like,
yep.
Oh, she asked me to bring her these, you know, she asked me to bring her these pair of pants. So, but she can watch them, you know.
Mm.
And so here I am in the garage putting on pants, right? Trying to hurry up and get dressed because I didn't know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we've almost got about 4 minutes here remaining. I'm going to do like an off-topic. And since we are through with like friendship, I'm blessed for that. But I'm going to go a little off-topic news here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I went to the emergency room. And, you know, I was not, you know, I was coughing up a storm. You know, you hear my cough and everything, but.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this one hospital in Harker Heights, and technically, you know, there's people coming in like crazy. And long story short, this lady, I went to this other room. At first, I was this one room that was giving me the creeps, but they put me into this other room. And this lady next, you know, next door, they had covers, you know, curtains covered and everything. This poor lady, she had a blood sugar so high up to 800, and she had a kidney failure.
Oh, wow.
She had to be admitted. Long story short, none of the rooms in Scott and White, none of the rooms in that hospital in Harker Heights, none of the rooms anywhere are booked. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, either there's sickness, shootings, what is going on this month, but I'm telling you, this time, every time this time of the year, people get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Even like my little ones, when I got sick, I called to make an appointment. Oh, we're booked. I'm like, oh my Lord. So I had to take it to the ER yesterday because my little one got like a high fever and throwing up and everything. I was like, oh, I gotta do what I gotta do. Yeah, mom. But story short, whatever you do, try to be well.
Right.
Try to be admitted. Good luck, because you're going to be sent down to Austin or Round Rock or somewhere. And you're not going to be happy about that. And they're going to probably take the test. And we got 90 seconds remaining. Now they're going to probably take you to, you know, Metroplex.
Yeah, we don't need to find a Murderplex. Uh-uh.
No. Everybody don't like that hospital, but
not
for me. No. But let me tell you something, people. It's kind of crazy. So, and thank God I got discharged. I was like, woo, and I'm going to get some betterness here. Well, you guys, I got 60 seconds remaining. And
I will talk to you later, love.
Thank you, T, for everything. And, for being the guest, and whoever who's listening, thank you so much for listening. And, I mean, friendship is the main thing. We're in a circle. Be careful.
Right.
Okay? The only creator is the Lord upstairs. They will always watch us. And for those who were there today as my host, I mean, I hope everything goes well with them, and, you know, that's all I have to say, and thank you, T, for everything, and we're about to sign off in 5 seconds now, and have a wonderful night. Peace out.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
We're out. We're off the air.
I don't know, because it called me. It was, like, calling me back. Like it's
really?
Yeah, it's called me, like, doing no caller ID, and I'm like, the hell?
Well, thank
hey,
you,
what are you doing tomorrow?
I don't
Even
know,
tomorrow
man.
Morning.
I don't know, depending on how I'm feeling tomorrow. I'm
so
sick, bro.
What is it? Right, I know, all I'm saying is, because tomorrow we're doing the Christmas play, if you wanted to come.
I'm going to see what I can do, mama.
All right, baby, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I'm going to take my dog out for a walk, and I will definitely talk to you later, babe.
All right, thank you for right. participating, okay?
Oh, you know, baby,
bless.
I got you. And then I guess we'll talk later on tomorrow to figure out a topic for next week.
Okay.
All right, babe. Oh, good. Jesus, it is windy.
I know. Careful out
there. All right, babe. I will, baby. All right. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.